You know, what I've noticed is that I'll be driving around in my car, Joe, and I'll turn on the radio, and I've got a really crap band thing. I can only really get a mainstream talk radio 1 or mainstream talk radio 2 here, right? And you know what really occurs to me, man? It bores the living heck out of me because it's just all lies or sport.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. We actually here have our local main news radio station is half a sports station. So when they have, baseball games going on during baseball season during the summer here, you don't get the news. You get to hear baseball. So it is frustrating, yes, and it is boring. And I don't know if you get the shows where one show will be saying, like over here, they'll be talking about how bad the job numbers are, how bad the recovery or quote-unquote recovery is going, and then the next show will be the complete opposite, saying how good it's going and how wonderful...
How wonderful Apple is doing. Yes.
Yep, yep. It's quite amazing. And what's even more amazing is people don't even ask questions. They just listen and just go home confused.
Well, I think it's more like it's trying to instill in the population a sense that there's no such thing as objective truth, like if both sides are opinion. And the point is, if somebody's saying the economy is bad and the jobs are bad or whatever, and they've got evidence to state that, that's not an opinion, that's a fact. And if somebody comes out and says the economy is good, it's recovering and such and such and such, and because of this company doing that and that and that, it's an obfuscation of statistics and it's a lie. And people don't have the ability to discern the difference anymore. They treat both as opinion rather than one as fact and one as lie.
Yeah, correct. And I don't know how your guys' media has been reporting on what has been happening here in America, but there's a lot of, with this gun control issue, there are talks that they want to get this thing going again, the vote going again. Nancy Pelosi, when the initial Senate vote of Dianne Feinstein's bill was voted down, or she said it's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of if, but when they'll get their vote through. And I don't know how much the news media over there is reporting, but they were talking over here using a poll that they polled 254 people that said 90% of
254. Whoa, yeah. whoa.
And they were using this as a national talking point, saying 90% wanted this legislation to go through. So much so that you could hear people at the local restaurants saying, using this number as though it were etched in stone.
Okay, so what percentage is that of the population of the U.S.? So there's 254 out of what, 400 million?
Yeah, roughly. So you're looking at
a millionth of a percent, like 0.60.1.
Yeah, but see, the problem was the damage was already done because by the time that it was released, what poll that these numbers were coming from, the administration and all their minions and reporters had already taken the story and these numbers around the globe for a week at least before it came out where the poll came from and how many people were actually polled. So nobody pays attention to those little facts after the fact. All they heard was 90% of the America wants to ban all guns.
Oh my God. Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Where did they take this poll?
Oh, I mean, this was used in the... on the floor of the Senate as a talking point, Mr.
No, but that's not what I mean. What I mean is,
where was this
254 people? Were they like at an APAC meeting or something like that? And they just sat around and it was like, hey, bro, that guy looks like he's very anti-gun. He's got a big "I hate guns and anybody who defends themselves" sticker on his lapel. Let's go up and ask him if he thinks guns should be banned. You know, kind of thing. Just singly speaking out.
I think it was
what happens. That's what happens here in New Zealand, Joe. We have these what they call Colmar Brunton political polls, right? And the polling companies are paid by the political parties to go out and call these lists of people in order to get a response that they want. So the polling companies, it turns out, have gotten these jotting down notepad kind of things. So if they call up somebody and they ask them some very simple questions and the person gives really stupid answers, that person goes on a list as somebody they're going to call back. If somebody knows what they're talking about, if somebody gives elaborate answers, intelligent responses and things of that, that person goes on another list to never call back. And so they do polls. They've got a whole bunch of prefab idiots that will suit either party or whatever argument that they want.
Yeah, I think this poll was conducted with 254 Democrats who were part of the Southern Poverty Law Center over here. No, but it was definitely something along those lines. And for those who are unfamiliar with the Southern Poverty Law Center, they have came out with You're in Hate, and the government media over here, MSNBC, every one of their hosts did a expose on the increased rise in hate groups. And some of the hate groups that are listed on this document by the Southern Poverty Law Center are Constitutional Sheriffs of America, Richard Mack, any Christian organization. And they're talking about how there's an 813% rise in these hate groups across the U.S. But what they didn't say is they changed their definition of a hate group and what they consider to be hate groups. So once again, yes, you have more of this screwed up polling, these screwed up reports, and what they are doing is turning Homeland Security, marginalizing anybody who stands for any kind of freedom outside of what the collective government thinks, and labeling them as terrorists.
Right, so a hate group is like, I hate tyrants, I hate bullies, I hate criminals, I hate unconstitutional law reform, I hate being a slave, I hate illegal wars. Those are hate groups.
Don't forget, we are a change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and if you ask questions, I think you're on that list. They named Richard Mack by name. He's a very well-known constitutional sheriff here.
I've had him on the show, man.
He's a good dude. I mean, by name, and he's in Pennsylvania out of Philadelphia, and we're in Pennsylvania, so when I'm looking through our state's hate groups, I noticed him. But they lumped these people together in with the Ku Klux Klan and, you know, the Black Panthers and some street gangs they throw in there. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But
dig this, you know, cops are going out, all right, we got a war between the Bloods and the Crips, and we are change going on. We're going to have to bring it up.
Yeah. We got the constitutional sheriffs of the USA, taking on the Ku Klux Klan. And all of them are criminals. We're just going to go in there and round them all up. It's just insane the what they can get away with. That's what is shocking to me, how they are able to get away with what they do.
I think it's because they're psychos and they know that people are stupid. I mean, that's basically all it comes down to. Psychos have absolutely no conscience, absolutely no terms of consequence for their actions. They don't care. They don't think that they've ever done anything wrong in their entire lives, no matter how many people they've killed or lied to or destroyed. You know, that's basically it. These people just come up with a whole bunch of BS in order to make all the stupid people think that the good people are bad people and that the bad people are good people, confuse the waters, and then all of a sudden, hey, you've got a whole group of willing, dumbed-down, slave people that you can recruit in order to attack people like us and share it for Mac. Because they, there's an old saying, and again, if you can make somebody believe absurdities, you can make them commit atrocities.